Well, I have to ask the County Council, what price do you put on our children's safety? It's very important that our children have this ability to have someone to see them across the road safely. Parents like that scheme and children like the scheme, and we know, you know, as a community, that our children are being able to cross the road safely near their schools. What the County Council are proposing to do is when lollipop people retire, they are intending not to replace them or to replace them with volunteers. Well, you know, we have some fantastic volunteering in Stevenage, and I'm not against it in principle, but if you are asking somebody to turn up regularly every day to do a job, you should pay them to do it. And the cost of this whole scheme for the whole county is relatively small in terms of the County Council's huge budget, and I can't understand why they would put our children at risk to save such a small amount of money. So I hope they'll rethink this. They've done no consultation, as far as I can tell, with parents and children at the schools affected, or the staff of those schools, and it's time they started listening to the people that vote for them at that county council. At the county council meeting where this was discussed, we were actually prevented from speaking by the Conservative group there, using a process which actually stopped any debate on the amendment they put forward to make this go forward quickly. And I find that very undemocratic of them. They should at least have allowed us all to speak on the issue. I represent, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 residents in Bedwell and Pingreen, all of whom have a view on this, and my job is to put their view forward. I was forbidden from doing that by the way that the County Council meeting operated, and I think that's shocking.